You went to elementary school then in Maude?
Uh-huh.
What are your recollections?
I had a lot of good teachers, and I remember especially Miss Bessie Lee Harris. She was the principal there and taught sixth grade. I was kind of teacher's pet. She got me interested, believe it or not, in politics and important things, and civics, in other words.
So that teacher planted a seed.
She did help do that. My grandmother was a teacher, and she talked a lot about important things. So I was introduced to pretty serious business at a pretty tender age, I guess.
Then you went on to junior high?
I skipped the seventh grade and went into the eighth grade. And then from there, I went to Oklahoma Military Academy. That was in 1944.
Why did you go to the military academy?
Well, partly because my dad had lost a brother in World War I. His name was Alex K. Adwan, and I was given his name. He was killed at the end of the war. As a matter of fact, his family was notified that he had been wounded toward the end of September, and then they didn't learn that he had died in a hospital until after the armistice, November the 11th. So my dad was concerned about a 14-year-old boy who was going to be maybe drafted into the Army, and he's wanted me to have a commission and be an officer at least if I was going to go in the Army. I think that was part of his thinking. And then he wanted me to just see a little bit more of the world, I guess, than I was seeing there in Maude.
So at the age of 14, you went away, the Oklahoma Military Academy in Claremore.
Uh-huh.
What kind of experience was that for you?
Well, it was a military academy. There was no hazing in the physical sense, but for practical purposes, we were made to stand with our knees bent and our arms out in front of us for long periods of time. And it was rough the first semester. But I came to like the place. I go to these reunions now, and we look back on those days, and I say, how could anybody feel any affection or have any good memory of a place? It was so much like a prison, but we did like it. I did pretty well there, and I was editor of the school newspaper, the Guidon, and one year I was editor of the Vedette, the yearbook. Got a kind of a start in journalism there.
When was the seed of writing planted, and how old were you then?
I can't remember all the details of this, but my grandmother wrote a little poem, and she had it published in the local paper there at Maude.
And you would have been how old?
I would have been maybe 9 years old or so, or maybe less than that. A little kid. Then she stayed with that and said, you need to be a writer. So I guess even when I got to OMA, I kind of had in mind that I wanted to be a writer or maybe a newspaper man or something.
Then when you just stated you became editor of the paper, that was something you obviously volunteered for and
yes.
Said, I can do this. That was your first foray into writing.
Yeah, I loved OMA. Actually, the last year I was there, I accumulated at one time the highest number of demerits had ever been issued without being kicked out of school.
But, all right, what were you doing?
Well, I had a friend, and he had a car and left and came to Tulsa. That was against the rules, and got back in 2 hours late, early in the morning, actually, and there was an attack officer waiting for us when we got there. So it was not an offense of moral turpitude, but taken quite seriously by the commandant. I lived through that and graduated from high school there in 1946 and from junior college in 1948.
Where was junior college?
Junior college was at OMA. It
oh.
was high school and junior college at that time. Then I went from OMA to University of Oklahoma School of Journalism.
You were already on your track to be a writer mm-hmm. and to work for a newspaper, and that was your goal, right?
Right.